to go to Aura. No, to go to Aura. But...
I don't know why he's come first. I don't know why they have Homer first.
I hear. Says the Gemara, "From the test of an aleph in the middle." Amar Rabbi Lomar Rav. Rabbi Lomar Rav says, "Dabba sheish v'das lishol." The halacha about a suffik that comes ayday, someone that has das lishol, to be asked to clarify the matter. Ve'imay das lishol, and a suffik tumla suffik taro that is related to a person who does not have das to be asked. The high crow nafka from the following pasuk is learned. The pasuk says about basar kotcher, "Mahabasar asher yiga b'chotame," and meat that will touch anything that is tame, lo ye ochel, it shall not be eaten. Says the Gemara, "Vaday tame hu de lo ye ochel," that which is vaday tame is what should not be eaten. Hasafek tame v'safek tohar, but something which is safek tame safek tohar, ye ochel, it shall be eaten. Says the Bryce, says the Gemara, Eima Seifa, I'll tell you the Seifa of that Pasuk. The Habosar and the meat of Kachim call Tohar Yoichal Basar. He who is Tameh, all who are Tohar rather, shall eat the Basar. Says the Gemara, from that Pasuk it's Mashma, Vadai Tohar, someone who is Vadai Tohar, who the Yoichal Basar, it is he that shall be able to eat the meat, ha suffik tamei v'suffik tahor, but someone who is a suffik tamei suffik tahor, lo yoichal, he shall not eat. So we have a contradiction in the pesukim, as the pasuk rather, as to what the halacha is about a suffik. Elo rather lav shmamino, it must be that we hear from here, we learn from here. Kan, here in this case where we say that a suffik tamei is going to be problematic, the end of the pasuk where it says, that it's only if you're vadei tohar that you could eat, is sheyesh by das lishol, is when there's a suffik tumo and there's someone has das, that he could be asked to clarify what happened. Kan shein by das lishol, and here, in the former part of the pasuk, where it says that it's only if it's vadei tome that it can't be eaten, but if it's suffik tome, it cannot, it can be eaten, that's talking shein by das lishol, when the person does not have das to be asked to clarify the situation. Now, we have two makaris, two sources for this halacha of davar sheyesh by das lishol and davar she'ein by das lishol. The ishtrich der Rav Gidol Amar Rav, says the Gemara, we need this memra of Rav Gidol Amar Rav, the ishtrich lemigmar misaita, and we also have to learn out from saita. Why? Says the Gemara, Di'i midirav, if I only learned out from Rav, from Rav Gidol Amar Rav, who learned it out from the Stira in the Pasuk, of Avad Pasar Kachim, Hava Amino, I would have thought to say that this halacha of, that it's Davar Sheyesh by Das Lishol, if it's somebody who has Das, it's going to be Tahar, Tameh. And Davar Sheyesh by Das Lishol is going to be Tahar, that's going to be Vein Bereshus HaYochad, Vein Bereshus HaRav, whether it's in, whether the suffix occurs in Rosh Hashayochid, whether the suffix occurs in Rosh Hasharavim, meaning, not only will it be tumming, if there's a suffix tuma, if it's a davar sheyesh v'das lishol in Rosh Hashayochid, but even in Rosh Hasharavim. So therefore, says the Gemara, itshuch l'migmar misaita, we have to learn out from saita to qualify and say, no, that which it's tumming, that which we paskin that it's going to be tameh by a suffik tumo, suffik tahor, when it's a dover sheyesh by das lishoel, is dafka when it occurs in Rosh Hashayochid. V'i misaita, and if all I had was the makar from saita, that we had a chalchetzim and aleph, hava amina, I would have thought that it's going to be tahor and go into the category of ein by das lishoel ad until the Iko das noigeya umagia, that I have the das of both the person who is getting the tuma and the person who is giving the tuma, i.e., the woman who's getting the tuma and the man who's giving the tuma. That I would think is the only time that we're going to say suffik tuma is tame in Rosh Hashayochid. But yesh b'das lishol from both angles. But if it was yesh b'das lishol from one angle, but not from the other side, even though it's a Rosh Hashayochid, then maybe it will be tahar. So therefore we need a member of Rav to tell us that you do not have to have that. As long as you have das negeya, that's enough. And we will paskin the Rosh Hashayochid. It will be das negeya as the woman.
You just need one.
One side.
One side.
Yeah.
For both.
For both, yes, correct. Well, the only time it's going to be Tomei is in Rishus Hayachar. If it's Yesh Vedas Lishon.
Right.
All you need is Yesh Vedas on one angle. There is a question that is asked, which we're not going to get into now. There is a question that's asked that the pashtus is that Yesh, that a Cheir Shoy to the Katan would be in the category of Ein Vedas Lishon.
Right.
Now, if a man says to his wife, I'm being mekane at you that you cannot have stira with this cheresh, l'chare tzakinon. And if she has stira with him, she'll be a suffix seiter.
Right.
She'll be tamei. Yeah. Over there it's not das megeya umagia.
Wait a minute, but you... No,
we just said...
You have to have someone who sees her go into stira.
No, but the magia is not the one person who sees her. It's the person who's causing the tumor, which
if
is the man.
If one person sees the magia, sees
the magia is the man, is the boyo.
It's the actual touching.
No, it's oh, it's a referring to the boyo.
Oh, it's
referring to the boyo who is causing.
Action? It's not referring to an action.
We no, say no one sees the action.
Okay, because that's confusing. We're talking about magia, like
that magia. It's referring. It's a reference to the person who is effecting the tumor, which is the boyo,
right?
Who is the who's causing the suffix tumor.
He's a
cheresh. He doesn't have das lishon.
Right.
So how could? Why would we say that? From, if I only had saito, I would think you have to have das nageya umagia.
Just because it's a stam case. That's an exception.
It's not an exception. It's included. You have to go to the lowest common denominator. That's the lowest. That's the lowest level. That's included in this. Right. It's. I'll give you a moshul. You have this.
So I might this. Not think the soda required both of them to be.
But it's sure enough to have
because
one.
Because there is a
no,
case.
No, 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 hold on, hold on, hold on.
One who what? One who you could question? Or one who is questioned?
Okay. One who you could.
And then do you have to?
Well, she's telling us.
She's going to deny it.
Of course she is. Yeah, but that's it's making that the kind of suffix. What kind of suffix? It's
okay.
It's making it that kind of suffix.
Okay.
As long as included in the parsha of Saita is a case where all I have is das noigeya and not magia, the hainu acherushet v'katon, and we say that the suffik tamei, suffik tahar is tamei because there's shayachid, so that's it. So you have it. So I would never think that I have to have das noigeya or magia.
This is telling me an additional halacha for the sotah process to happen.
That's what I would have thought.
No, it is.
No,
I'm saying in terms of what we have learned in Gemara Sotah today. Is she goes, she has stira, her husband warned her in front of two witnesses, don't go with Ploni.
Right.
She goes with Ploni. There's two witnesses who saw her going with Ploni.
Good.
Okay. But
let's say, if you go like
but sure. Now do I need to have her, she can't be crazy, obviously. She's the one, even if the other guy's crazy, I have to have the feature that she could be asked. Did you?
Well, we know that. We accept it. We assume that.
Okay.
The question is, the Gemara is now saying that if I only learned the halacha of Chav Ches from Saito, then I would have thought, in order to fall into the category of Safek Tamei, Safek Tohar, Rishus HaYochid, Yesh Baidas Lishol, that it's going to be Tamei, is only if that it's Yesh Baidas Lishol, both from that which is Nageya, that which is getting the Tumah, Umagia, and that which is causing the tumah,
which is the normal case.
Which is the normal case of Saita. However, if we find that by Saita, in order to paskin tumah, we don't need to have das negeya umagia. For example, if the negeya was the magia was a cheresh, so then I would never come to the conclusion that you need to have that in order to effect the status of suffix tamei being suffix seiter being tamei. That's the question.
So we don't need to learn out. So it's a pure I'm
that's
learning
right.
out.
That's the question.
From
Rav. Right. In other words, I wouldn't need Rav anymore. That's the question that they ask.
That's a good question.
But we're not going to get into that now. Now we're going to get into the next sugya. Pass this. Okay, let's just go through this for a minute just to get our bearings and to chazer over.
Is this on what's coming up?
So this is right now, yeah. Okay? We have the Avi Avos HaTumah, that's the highest level of Tumah, which nothing trumps it, and there is nothing equal to it. This is the source of everything. That is a mace, a dead body. There is another way that you can have an avia mois atoma.
Dead human body. Right?
Dead human body, yes, correct. Correct? Yeah, and not necessarily a yid only. At this point, I think it's also by a goy, it's less able to give over the tuma. It could be it's not tame but oihel, for example. But the mace of a goy will have the same. Okay? Now, huh?
It's interesting because I know that just being going in the hospital, I don't have to do an ego pass around by a dead guy.
When you're touching a dead guy?
No, if I'm...
Oh, if you're near, yeah. Come here. Now, avia avais atoma, another case is, which is not really relevant right now, but you could have another case of avia avais atoma, which is a kli matchis, which is a metal utensil that touched a mace. We have a chiddush akrab. The pasuk says, the lashon of cherev, forgot the exact pasuk. Pasuk is a chiddush hakra, that metal that touches a mace will not go down a level, it will retain the status of avi avos. Okay? That is avi avos atuma, the highest level of tuma. Then we have three kinds of avatuma. We have the classic avatuma is if you just follow the line straight down the middle, that's an av is a person who touches an avi avos. So if a person touches or is in the same oil of a dead body, then he will become an avi avos. There's another way that a person can become an avatoma, and that is if he has some kind of emission from his body, or some kind of either emission or some other kind of ailment, i.e. a mitzara. So a mitzara, a nida, which is... In the Torah, Anida is when a person begins her menstrual cycle, meaning the 7 days, that is called Nida. What we call today Anida, we actually give a status of a Zava Gedayla. I don't want to make it too confusing, but...
Stick to the sheet.
Well, it says Mitzayra, Nida, Zava, Zava. So what's a Zava? What's a Zava? Zava is a Zava Gedayla. I mean, you can have a Zavak Tam and a Zavak Gedola. Zavak includes both. But basically, an Avatoma, a man, a person who is a Mitzayra, or a woman who's a Nida, a man who is a Zav, which means he has some kind of emission, which we don't have that Tuma today. It's not even clear what that is today. Or a Zava, which is continuation of the Nida process. That's also an Avatoma. And then you have a Nevela, or a sheretz, a nevela is a dead animal that was not shechted, and a sheretz, one of the shmeni shrotzim, a dead one, is also an avatom. Okay? Now, good?
A nevela is an animal that is kosher, that could have been shechted, but wasn't?
Correct.
That's how
correct.
It goes from a sheretz?
There's different kinds. There's niflas, behemah tahara, niflas, behemah tameh. Let's just put it all in one thing. But that's all part of an avatom. Now, if you can continue down straight, you see that the kli matches also can become an avatuma if it touches the person. Fine. Now, continuing down to Rishon.
Wait, what does it say? It says it touched a person who is an
avatuma who became tummy by touching a mace. Oh, meaning, okay. If a kli matches, if a metal kli touches a person who is an avatuma because he's a mitzvah, or because he's a zov, then the metal utensil will not become a avatoma. Okay? It's going to be a rishon l'tuma. Now, a rishon l'tuma is something that touches an avatoma. Okay, the yellow box is something that touches an avatoma. Now, this rishon is only something... I'm sorry, this rishon is not only a food, it will also be a person or a utensil. Exactly. Adam v'kelim. A person or utensil, they could become a rishon. The next level down, meaning the again, avia voice, the avatoma, then the rishon. So I have a person who is a rishon, or a kli who is a rishon, that touches a food. That food becomes a sheni l'tuma. That becomes a sheni l'tuma. Now, if a mashke touches a rishon, or if a mashke touches a sheni,
a mashka, a drink?
A mashka is the seven mashka. Okay, if you want to remember, you can write it down. There's seven liquids. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I have seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? Yad, Shochat, Dam. Yad, Shochat, Dam. Yud is Yayin. Dalet is
Dam.
Shin, Shemen. Ches is
Chalav.
Tes. Tal. Which is interesting that we're qualifying it as different than Mayim, but we're not going to do that now. Dam, Dalet is Tavash, and Mem is Mayim. Okay, those are the seven Mashkin. So if one of those seven Mashkin touch a Sheni or a Rishin, it goes back or it stays a Rishin. And then, now this is the Pashtas. We're going to get into the Gemara where we're going to see a little bit differently, as we saw from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. But the Pashtas is that Shlishi is something which is not Shayech to Chulin. Okay? Shlishi to Tumah is something which is not Shayech to Tumah, which means if I have a loaf of bread which is a Sheni, which touches another loaf of bread, that's Chulin, the Pashtas is that nothing happens to that bread.
So normally chul is not sensitive enough to become a shlishi?
Correct. Only truma or karbanos that touch the sheni, or a truma that's touched by its full yoyim, which we'll get into, then it's going to be a shlishi. And then, one more madrega down, truma is not sensitive enough to become a revi'i, but kachim, karban that was touched by a shlishi, or by its full yoyim, that becomes a revi'i l'tuma. Now, we're going to see throughout the Gemara that there's a term called pasul. Pasul in general, not in our Gemara necessarily, but in general, tame means it's tame and it can affect tuma further. And pasul means that it's tame or has some kind of tuma on it, but it's not going to affect tuma further. That's generally the terms throughout the Mishnayos that we'll find. Okay, this is this, and we're going to take the next Gemara very, very slowly.
Which is Stami Nami.
Stami Nami means your hands that are, you're not certain. You don't know that they're Tahar, then we assume it's a Sheni L'Tuma. That's why we wash in Tila Sedayim. The reason, why do we wash in Tila Sedayim?
So Sheni is something that touched Stami Nami.
Something that, what?
Sheni, food that touched a Rishon.
Or that touched Stami Nami.
That touched Stami Nami.
That's right, it will cause a Sheni L'Tuma. Which means like this. If you're familiar with the Mishnayos and Brachas, you know the Machlekes with Yom Kisham and Gazil, but when you wash your hands, etc. For example, Pesach night, we take a vegetable which was dipped in water. We wash our hands. Why? Because otherwise, our hands are going to be metame the water,
right,
which becomes a rishon, and then it metame the food to become a shame. That's why it's that, because people on the mashke, because our hands will cause either a food to become a sheni or a mashke to become a rishon. Because remember, a mashke is always going to be a rishon. It's going to go back to be a rishon as long as if it was a sheni.
It's not different than any other thing. You're just more careful.
That is true to a degree. In fact, there's a yid by the name of Rabbi Nerola, who lives in Los Angeles now. He used to live in Shiva in Baltimore. And I saw him about, whatever, 13 years ago, for the first time in probably 15 years. And he was telling me a story about Rabbi Heinemann, which is a chiddush, because Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about that, how he washed his grapes, and then he was drying each one before he ate it. A pickle, but that's something you should have to wash. Right.
So it's not your dive pants, you don't know where they've been necessarily. You have the potential to turn things into a shiny food.
Correct.
Into a shiny.
Food into a shiny, correct. Yeah. Okay, says the Gemara. Boy Bayoim that day, Darash Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Darshan. Let's chazer what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Akiva Darshan, that the Pasuk says, Ukli Cheres, and a earthenware utensil, Asher Yibo Mehem, that will fall from them. Excuse me, from the sherets, el toicha into it, kol asher besoicha yitma. Everything that is inside of it will become tame. And the Rabbi Kiva said, "Einoy omer tame." It doesn't say it is tame. ela yitma, rather it will cause tame, tuma. Says the Mishnah, says Rabbi Akiva, l'tame acherim, it will be metame others, lameid al kikar sheni, this teaches us about a kikar, which is a sheni l'tuma, shemetame es ashlishi, that it will be metame ashlishi, even ashlishi of chulin, even chulin will become ashlishi. That is what Rabbi Akiva learns from here, to which Rabbi Yeshua said, who is miyagala ofer me'enech rabiyechem en zakai, because you said that the future generation is going to be metaret for even for truma, and here you have Rabbi Akiva who said that even for chulin it's going to be tamei as a shlishi. That was the Mishnah. Says the Gemara.
It's a big chiddush too in light of what we
just said. Oh, we just said, yeah. Says the Gemara, umeacher, and since the ein loy, that he doesn't have, meaning Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, does not have a source for his halacha, lama tamen. Why, in fact, did he say it's tamen? Meaning, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai said, it's going to come a generation that they're going to be in the Tahir Kikar Shlishi. So says Rabbi Yeshua, look, Rabbi Akiva has a source for you. In fact, the Gemara, u'me'achad ein loy, and since he doesn't have, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai doesn't have a source to be mitame the Kikar Shlishi, so lama tamen. So why, in fact, does Rabbi Yechem and Zakai say that the Kikar Shlishi is Tamei? That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Min ha-Torah ein loy, Mefurish, a pasuk from the Torah, ein loy, he doesn't have, but Midin Kavah Chomer yesh loy. But using a logic of a Kavah Chomer, Yeshloi, he does have, meaning he does have a source to be metame the kikar shlishi. Here's the kavah chomer. Uma tful yoim, if we see by a tful yoim. A tful yoim, let's just get those terms straight for a second. A tful yoim is a person who was tame, so he's either a rishon or an avatoma. He's a person who's tame who went to the mikvah. He's allowed to eat chulin. He's allowed to even eat maaser sheni. He's not allowed to eat truma yet. He's waiting for Herod of Shemesh. He's waiting for the sun to go down. Or tzeis. Okay? That's a tful yoim. Tful yoim means he went to the mikveh today. And his tumah is basically gone. He just has a little bit carrying over that he can't eat truma or kachim until it becomes dark. Okay? That's the first Mishnah in Brachas. Just for FYI, there's something else called a Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim is someone who is lacking kapara, which is a person who is, for example, a Mitzara or a Zav, or a woman who's a Zava or a Nida. If they went to the mikvah, and then they actually had Herav Shemesh, so they're allowed to eat Truma, but since they're lacking Mechusar, they're lacking Kippurim, they're lacking kapara, because they're going to have to bring carbon the next day, they are not yet roi to eat kachim. Okay? But a tful yoim is someone that's a rishon or an avatoma, has to go to the mikvah, and is waiting now just for the sun to go down, for tzeis. So they are not allowed to eat truma, although they're allowed to eat chulin or maaser sheni, which was we're putting in the category of chulin. So here's the kavah chomer. Uma tful yoim, if we see by a tful yoim, shemutter b'chulin, that's mutter to eat chulin, or, for example, Meiser Sheni.
Prior to Tzeis.
Prior to Tzeis, right? Yet, Paisel B'Truma. We're just going to translate it as is Puzzle for Truma, meaning he's not allowed to eat Truma. We're going to translate it like that, yeah. So, Kikar Sheni. A kikar sheni, which is a sheni letumo, shepasol b'chulin. Kikar sheni, shepasol b'chulin, ein adin sheyase shlishi b'truma. A tvul yoim is more tahar than a sheni letumo, says the Gemara. Why? Because a tvul yoim is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. He's mutter chulun. He's mutter to eat anything, and he's, well, we'll use the term compatible. Okay, that's, I think, the art scroll term. He's compatible with chulin, or with something like Maiser Shein. But still, poisel the truma, he's still poisel for truma, because of the tumah that's lingering on him. So kikar sheni, a kikar sheni, a sheni l'tumah, she posel v'chulim, that's not compatible with chulim, meaning you will make a tumah, ain't a din shiasa shlishi v'truma?
The safer, so, what does it mean a kikar sheni is posel v'chulim?
A kikar sheni will posel.
It will.
If it touches chulim.
It will posel.
It will become, it is posel as chulim, it's takes on a status of tumah. Takes on kikar sheni.
So we're, how do you get a kapha chulin? You're comparing a person to a wolf.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I
we're talking compatibility. That's right. It's not talking about causing something. We're talking compatibility.
A kikar sheni. Right.
Is pasul b'chulin.
Meaning it's pasul as chulin. It can't be chulin.
No. It will. It will.
It pasul, or is it pasul chulin? Because it touched whatever the chulin is.
Kikar sheni. By chulin, the chulin will take on the status of a kikar sheni, will become a sheni litoma.
So if that kikar sheni touches some wheat or some grain, then that grain is going to become a sheni? Is that what we're saying? We're talking about its ability to make chulin?
To make a shlishi. What we're trying to use, to make a kava chomer for is that the sheni should make a shlishi.
Right, how
not like this.
What is the strictness by the kikar sheni? Kikar sheni is pasul chulin, it's more chumer, therefore the kal v'chumer is going to work. How is it more chumer?
Okay, here's a tefil yom. A tefil yom is compatible with chulin, is compatible with maaser sheni? Yes. Okay? A tefil yom is not compatible with truma. Correct?
Yes. Therefore, something that's
a tefil yom is not is going to be metame truma. He's going to pasul truma if he touches it. He's going to pasul truma. Okay.
Okay, that's what you mean by not compatible.
Yes. Okay. He can't eat it. Okay. He's going to pasul it. So a kikar sheni, which is not compatible for chula, meaning it will ruin it. It will be metame.
If it touches it.
It will. No, hold on. Kikar sheni, which even by chulin can become tamei.
What does that mean by chulin?
If I have chulin inside, Rashi says if I have the utensil, if I have the earthenware utensil, the pasuk says kol hashem esaycha yitma. So I have a sheretz that goes inside.
Yeah.
This, the sheretz is the avatuma, uh-huh. The cup is the rishon l'tuma, right. And the bread is a sheni l'tuma. Bread that's inside is a sheni l'tuma. That's the kikar sheni.
Got it.
And that, even if it's chulin, it will be basal. It will be tamei.
Oh, so that was what Rabbi Yochanan was saying.
Even if it's chulin. Usually chulin takes a lot to be metame.
Because it's
not so sensitive.
It's extras for some people to eat.
Right, but it's not sensitive to it. But still, it's going to become a shame.
But we're talking about a kikar. What were we talking about kikar the whole time? What do we mean, like kikar with, it's bread you want to eat? I don't understand.
No. The pasuk says that if I have...
I understand the relevance of raising chulin. That's what I don't understand the relevance of raising chulin.
The tefil yom is allowed to eat chulin. Even though he has a certain kind of tumah on him, he's allowed to eat chulin. He's not a problem. Him together with chulin is not a stira. They commit.
Okay.
Can a sheni chulin, is a sheni chulin compromised? From the pasuk of Kol Hashem Esaycha Yitma, you see that a loaf of bread will be a sheni and will be compromised by getting touched by a rishon. A kikar sheni, which is a loaf of bread that's inside, is considered pasul even though it's chulin. Even though it's the loaf of bread that's inside. So it's not so delicate, it's not so sensitive, nonetheless, it will take on the status of a sheni l'tumah. Let's just theorize for a second. It's Yeah. I spent a while on this yesterday, but I'm still not okay. So now. So if I say that it's full yoin, that is, let's just use the word compatible. That's how Art Scroll used it, and that's how I got it in my brain at some point. Okay? I had the Masifta, the Art Scroll, and all these other charts and notes. Okay?
Good. It's a good word for it.
Huh?
It's a good word for it.
Compatible. Because it's not, whatever, it just works because it's different mahalo than I had to actually understand. That's why I'm just saying, not apostling and validating it. Okay? If a Tful Yoyim is compatible with Chulin, yet he is not compatible with Truma. That's fine, right? Meaning, he is not going to...
He's able to eat Chulin, but he's not allowed to eat, Truma yet.
Right. So, a Kikar Sheni, though...
Who's not even compatible.
Now, he's not compatible. That's to answer your question of comparing the two things. It's not compatible with Chulin, meaning Chulin will become Tomei as a Sheni Lutoma. Right? So all the more so... That the Kikar Sheni, what we want to accomplish, let's just establish. We want the Kikar Sheni, the Sheni Latuma, loaf of bread, to be on a lower Madrega and more Tamei than a Tful Yoyim. A Tful Yoyim is compatible with Meiser Sheni and Chulin. Yet it's not compatible with Truma. So Kikar Sheni, which becomes Tamei,
it's even worse.
It's worse than Tful Yoyim, so for sure it should be able to make a Shlishi Latuma.
Yeah.